Welcome to Torati Mecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be learning Parsha Metzora. Parsha Metzora details for us the purification process that a person went through who had Tzarat in order to be able to come back and be pure among the Jewish people. Beginning of the Parsha, it tells us that part of the purification process was to take two birds. And the Sfarim point out that the birds are a metaphor of one who speaks a lot. Birds chatter, chipper all day. The Sfarim point out that the two birds represent two different types of speech. One is when a person speaks negatively about another person, and that's the one aspect of speech, and that represents the one bird that is sacrificed, that's part of the purification process. And then there's another bird, v'shilachet ha-tzipor ha-chayah p'nei ha-sadeh, that is sent off into the field. And that bird represents the ability of a person to have spoken, and they should have said something, and they didn't. When we're talking about the importance of speech, we're not just talking about when I speak negatively. It's also a reference to when I have an opportunity to compliment somebody, to build somebody up, to say something positive to somebody, and I don't use that opportunity. And that also has a repercussions in my life. And in fact, the Ger Rebbe said that's why a person would sometimes have Tzarat from head to toe, be covered in white, be tahor, be pure. It was just a warning sign from Hashem. You could have, you should have, and you missed an opportunity. And this shows you how important speech is, how it's not just about not speaking about others, but how we should use our speech in a proper way. The Chumash then goes through the korbanos that the person brought, which we will speak about in Mirsah Hashem today, the Asham, the Chatat, and the Ola, the shaving of one's hair, as we spoke about last week, the sprinkling of the blood in different parts of the body, and a person will become purified. The Chumash then goes through the Tzarat on the house, which is very fascinating, where there are signs of Tzarat on a person's house. Again, he goes to the Kohen to show him the house. Again, the house is quarantined for a week before deciding whether the house has to be demolished or not. And this is the laws of the house are also found in our Parsha. The end of the Parsha, Perek Tedvav, details the laws of Zav and Zava, impurities within a person's physical body, and the laws of Nida. The laws of woman's purity are found here, of being able to purify oneself, the idea of going to the mikvah for purification. That's the end of the Parsha. I'd like to focus today on the three korbanos that were brought by the Metzora. First, they brought in Asham, which is usually a korban brought for transgression, a chatat, which is also another type of sin and transgression, and then an Ola. An Ola, as we spoke about, is a burnt offering completely up to Hashem, and the Chumash details each time that this is an atonement. And we have to ask ourselves, why is the Chumash telling us over and over again that this is an atonement? And what is the difference of all three aspects? So the Ramban points out that the Asham is for the Lashon Hara that the person spoke. That's a transgression that we're dealing with. The Chatat, the sin, is that very often if a person's going to get punished for speaking Lashon Hara, then they may have a very severe reaction to the punishment. And they may speak out, you know, this isn't fair, and other verbal reactions, and that would be the chatat. And the ola is the ultimate purification for this person. The very fascinating insight of Rabbi Konotofsky Zatzal in Night of Watching that gives us a psychological insight into what these three korbanos are about, and really a psychological insight into the whole idea of a metzora. He bases his insight on the Rambam, where the Rambam speaks about what leads a person to speak Lashon Hara. And the Rambam begins by saying, first, a person indulges in nonsensical words, in meaningless conversation, what we would call shooting the breeze. Then the person ups the ante, so to speak, and then moves their speech into speaking about righteous people, speaking about holy people, and then ultimately this will lead a person to speaking against Hashem himself. Using this model of the Rambam, first the nonsensical words, then speaking against righteous people, and ultimately speaking against Hashem, Rabbi Kanatovsky points out that this is the model of a person who's speaking Lashon Hara. And he explains the following. What brings a person to speak negatively about others? I mean, aren't we just too busy to have time to be talking about what's going on in someone else's life? He said it really stems from this person has a poor sense of self. When one doesn't see a value in oneself, when there is self-deprecation, then one can't see good in others. And the first and foremost step in this psyche of the person is they look at themselves and they feel like they're meaningless, they're worthless. And that, from that perspective, that is the root where everything else comes from. And that's why we know, Eizeh mechubad hamechabed et habriyot. When one recognizes one's own sense of worthiness, then you can be mechabed et habriyot, then you can honor other people. But if one doesn't have that sense of self, that sense of being mechubad, then one can't give kavod to others. And he notes that the real challenge in the mitzvah of ahavta l'recha kamocha, that one should love one's friend as oneself, is not in loving one's friend. It starts with in loving oneself. If one doesn't have a sense of love of self, one doesn't have an appreciation of oneself, that it's almost impossible for one to really appreciate and love another person. And therefore, the slippery slope begins that when one feels like they have no value in life, and that life is just meaningless, and there's no focus in life, then it's going to begin by a person just sitting around, wasting words, talking about nothing. And in order to build themselves up, they have to tear others down, right? Because they feel inferior to those who are making a mark in this world and those who are accomplishing in this world. So those people who feel like they haven't accomplished anything, we understand why they will target those who they feel are accomplishing. And the tzaddikim in this case, notes Rabbi Kanatovsky, it's not just the righteous people, it's everyone. It's everyone out there in this world who is accomplishing and doing. And before you know it, not only is this person tearing down others, but as the Rambam says, ultimately they're going to speak about Hashem. They're going to deny meaning in this world, deny purpose in this world, which is akin to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, they have to go through a purification process one by one. And they start from the most severe. The asham, which is the most severe, is about atoning for the fact that one has spoken against Hashem, that one has denied purpose in this world, one has denied meaning in this world, and therefore, first and foremost, you need to be able to get forgiveness from Hashem. And hence, in Perek Yudalad Pasuk Yudchet, when it talks about sprinkling the blood of the asham, the Torah tells us, v'chiper alav ha-kohen, Lifnei Hashem. The forgiveness of the Kohen is going to be Lifnei Hashem, not only in front of Hashem, but because of what one has spoken in front of Hashem. Then a person needs forgiveness for the speaking about others at all. It's a sin itself. It's the impurity of the negative view of other people, and that's the chatat. And here the Chumash tells us when it talks about bringing the korban chatat, v'chiper al mitaher mitumato, you are being mechaper for the tumah itself, for the sin itself, the sin of speaking negatively. And then you have the korban ola. What's the korban ola? The korban ola is getting to the root. Why did this person speak about others? Why did they speak against the whole purpose of this world? Because they don't view themselves as meaningful, as purposeful. And that was the Korban Ola. Ola means to lift up. Here, the korban is the whole purpose of the korban, and which is given completely to Hashem, is the Kohen is telling the person, you have meaning, you're worthwhile, you are special, you are completely brought up to Hashem. And hence the pasuk kaf ve'la kohenet ha'olav ha'tamincha ha'mizbecha v'chiper alav ha'kohen v'taher. The kapara is on him, on the core of who he is, v'taher, and that will be the purification process for this person. My friends, we always read this parsha at the time around Pesach, the time around Sfiras, we're preparing for Sfiras HaOmer, the time that we begin reading Pirkei Avos. It's this time of year that we read Parsha Metzora, either right before Pesach, right after, during. And we know we begin Pirkei Avos of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba. We begin Pirkei Avos that everyone has a portion in the next world. We're all tzaddiki, va'amech kulam tzaddikim l'olam yirshu aretz. That's the mindset. As the Sefer, Yuchas Rabbeinu Yonah says, the first step is to recognize the maila, the greatness of oneself and the greatness of where one comes from. We can't possibly move toward forgiveness unless we realize our greatness. The message of Rabbi Akiva's students, the kavod atzmi, when I see my own greatness, when I see my own worth, that will enable me to see the greatness and worth in others. And this, perhaps, my friends, is really the message for us, that we have to walk around with that mindset when we learn this parsha of the Korban Ola is the height. It's the message, v'chiper alav v'taher, that the Torah is teaching us, that the Kohen is telling this person, this is where your kapara, this is where your atonement is found. This is where your tara is found. Every person must walk around saying, b'shvili nivra olam, for me the world is created. And when a person has that sense of self, that sense of mission, that sense of purpose, that sense of greatness, and everyone's mission is going to be different, everyone's purpose is going to be different. But the fact that Hashem created me means I have purpose, means I have a mission, means that I'm special, and that Hashem loves me. That in itself is the way we are able to heal ourselves and bring ourselves atonement, that we can work at the core, at the root that led a person to sin. And in that way, we will have, as we spoke about last week, the Ayin Tova, the good eye, being able to see this world as a world of oneg, a world of pleasure, a world where I feel Hashem loves me, and hence I can love myself and love those that are around me.